Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Marriage and Martinis. I am Adam, and here's Danielle.
Hello.
You're getting very good at that.
Wait, I need to start.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We've been sitting here for like an hour writing, doing work, and I need to ask people out there, wives, I think especially, do your husbands take a drink and spit half of it back in the drink? Because it's so bothersome to me.
I don't even know what that is.
Do you know you do it?
Now I do.
Right. But you literally will take a swig of your drink.
A sip.
A swig, and you will spit half of it back in.
Too much? I don't know why.
I don't know why you do that. Maybe we've been trained not to spit, so we don't do it.
I don't know.
I don't think it's a female thing. I think it's a male thing. What is that?
I think you're right because.
But why? I can't even understand what the, like, what is productive about that?
I have never
like,
analyzed
do you take
this.
Too much in your mouth? Because that I can relate to.
Yes, you can. I think without divulging too much, I'm Gideon, we love you. Your sister said the same thing last time that he does the same thing.
Yeah, my sister's husband does the same thing. It just doesn't make any sense. Like some things you do, and I get it. Like sometimes you'll smell your fingers.
I love to smell my fingers.
Right.
But you have to smell your surroundings. You have to know what's out there.
Well, I don't know. It's like that Molly Shannon bit on SNL. Like sometimes I put my fingers under my armpits and I smell them like this. But that I sort of understand because you're like, yeah, like you said, like you're trying to smell. But the spitting thing I don't get.
Yeah.
And I just want to know. Please let me know. Does your husband spit back into his glass after he drinks? Because it bothers the shit.
As long as the wives don't spit, everything is fine.
Wives are allowed to do whatever they're most comfortable with.
So we are here to talk about jealousy between you and I, our general surroundings and people that we know.
Just jealousy in general as a life,
Okay. All right. Well, I have bonus stuff to start because I kind of want to set the tone of what jealousy is about because there's confusion between jealousy versus envy. And those are two.
Oh, my God. Yes. I tried to research that and my head was spinning.
Yes. I did not do research. I kind of made up my own conclusion about the differences between the two because I want it to be announced up front before we start because they're two, in my opinion, very different things. Here's the way I try to make it as simplistic as possible because I'm a very simple person. So this is the way I brought my thoughts on paper. That jealousy is when you want something that somebody else has. So you're jealous. Like, oh, he has a big screen TV. I want one too. Or for you, she has a 10-inch vibrator, I want one too. You know, you're jealous of that.
I have no jealousy towards that whatsoever. That scares me.
Envy, on the other hand, it's something that somebody else has that you want to, same as jealousy, but you can't have it, so you don't want them to have it. So the envy is, I can't have it, so you can't have it. That's envy. In my opinion, this is not a definition.
To me, jealousy has a more harmless connotation than envy.
Say that again?
Jealous has a more harmless connotation.
Correct. Harmless.
Than harmless. Yes.
Envy is worse.
That's
than
what
jealousy.
I'm going with yes. this. I think some of these questions, if you're going to get technical, they should be more envious, like about who are you more envious of or this or that. But I'm like what you said, and I think same for you, I don't want anybody else to not have these things.
Correct.
Right. So yeah. I might be like, oh, I'd like that too. But I am never, and I think you are the same. We're not looking for anybody else to, we're rooting for everybody.
Yeah. So we're happy that they have jealous of things that people have, but we're not envious where we say, well, that's not fair. I want it too. So totally. I can't have it. So why should you have it? And that's envy. All right. Let's just dive in. Go ahead.
Why do you do that? What? You know that you're the one who's supposed to start.
Is there anything you're jealous of me about?
Wait, that I'm jealous of you
yes.
about? Okay.
You're going to start this time. I ask the questions. Yeah. I get it. And I always start answering, but let's
okay.
for fun.
Sure. I mean, the obvious things. I think probably a lot of wives out there can relate. If you are married to a man, you are probably jealous of his metabolism. Of the fact that, you know, I won't dwell on it because I realize it's like beating a dead horse. I've said it so many times.
Yeah.
And we were at a bat mitzvah last night, our niece's bat mitzvah last night and everything. And it came up then and it comes up everywhere we go that the fact that you can literally, you know, eat whatever you want. And the only reason why you ever feel guilt is from a health perspective, never from a physical perspective. You're never worried you're going to get fat from it. When we go out to eat, we'll eat the same thing. And I know that you're eating it and thinking about like five different things that we're going to do later or what's, you know, going on in life. And the whole time I'm thinking, should I eat the next bite? Should I eat the next bite? Is it okay to eat that? And I hate that it's like that. I hate that I'm like that, but I am.
But you do.
Well, thank you for that.
You always eat the next bite.
I do, yes. But I'm definitely
Do you do that because of jealousy?
But that I eat the next
yeah,
bite?
Like
no, it's because always... it's fucking delicious and I want to eat it. Also, the fact that you can walk into any store, as I think a lot of men can, and you're like, oh, I'm a size, you know, 32 or whatever it is. And they're like, okay, here's four pairs of pants and you put them on and they all look good. And you have to decide between which one you're going to buy because they all look good.
Yep. By the way, I'm a 32.
I know your size. I was trying not to embarrass you.
That's embarrassing?
I don't know. Just trying to make it more relatable for people. Okay. I don't know how many guys out there are a 30. So I walk into a store.
You know what
I
sucks,
try on
by
10.
The way,
what?
But I'm not a 30, 32. I'm more like a 30, 31, and they don't make that. So I'm jealous of people that can wear a 30, 32.
Yeah, your life is rough.
Yeah, it's tough.
I walk into a store and I try on 10 outfits. And I'm like, well, maybe I'll buy this one because it didn't look horrible. You know, but it's for me, it's so much more shopping. Like I used to want to just shop for you because it was so much more fun than shopping for me. Now I'm like, no, I don't have no interest in, I want to shop for me, but it's not as fun.
What else? Anything?
Yeah. How quickly you can get ready to go out, you know, that you're like, you'll shower and it takes you 5 minutes to get ready and I have to. It takes me 45 minutes to get ready.
You're jealous of that?
Sure.
Oh, I thought you'd like enjoyed your time.
I would enjoy my time if there weren't kids screaming and they, you know, they needed stuff. And that I would enjoy my time. But no, I the fact that it takes you 5 minutes is, yeah, I'm jealous of that. I'd like to be able to get up. I wear the same thing 3 times in a row during, you know, and don't shower for 3 days because showering is an ordeal for me. It's not an ordeal for you.
No, it's not
exactly
an ordeal for me.
But it is for me. I have to then blow dry my hair. I have
but
to.
But you don't
put
have
on
to.
Well,
you couldn't just shower, towel dry your hair, brush it, get dressed, and be ready to go.
Yes,
that can happen.
Yes, and I will look like some kind of evil, like Disney princess villain who is trying to get her daughter to take a bite out of an apple, so she. You know,
I have seen you look like Ursula before.
I bet.
Yeah.
I'll bet. That's not a joke.
Or act Maybe it was
probably both. Yeah. Probably both. But yeah. I legitimately look like the evil Disney princess. Yes. But you always look like the handsome prince. Aw,
that's very nice.
You do.
Thank you.
It's fucking annoying.
Handsome prince. Wow.
Yeah. I didn't say you act like him. I just said you.
Yeah, I don't care. If I look like it, I'm happy.
Oh, and yep. That you can come every single time you sex.
I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You girls have it tough when it comes to that. Yeah. Because.
Yeah, you can literally come every time you have sex.
Well, that's what we're made to do that. Like, we're made to.
Right, because it's more important. If we don't come, we can still have a baby.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're made to spread our seed. Mm-hmm. So we come and we come fast because we're supposed to go from woman to woman to woman to
woman. Look at you making excuses for coming fast. I need to come fast so I can procreate.
I'm trying to procreate.
I do, however, on the other hand, and my family has told me to warn them anytime I'm going to start talking like this.
Okay.
So you're all fairly warned, anybody out there who's uncomfortable with this kind of talk.
All right, take 10 seconds. If you want to tune out, please do now.
Yeah. I do think, though, that you should be jealous of women, that men should be jealous of women for masturbating. Because,
what do you mean?
Because when you masturbate, it's super messy. You have to, like, have a plan, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you have to take, like, 4 sheets of toilet paper, and I put it on my stomach.
4? Is this true?
4 sheets of toilet paper.
Okay.
And then you have to have a separate, however many sheets of toilet paper on the side for the cleanup. So you have to have on your stomach the 4 sheets and then the cleanup sheets on the side. So there's a process. So you're right.
There's so many more questions I have about this. But for me, I could sit there for like an hour and a half and just keep going, going, going. You do it once and you're done.
Oh, go to sleep. Right. I don't want an hour. No, I'm not jealous of that.
Oh, I am. I like it. It's fun. It's relaxing. Yeah. But okay. I don't sit there for an hour and a half. Keep going and going. I mean, there's no stopping if you don't want to.
Yeah, but I have no interest. Like when we're done, we're done. Like I don't, like there's no mental or physical thing inside of you that's like, oh, let's go again. Let's.
To me, there is.
Well, yeah, that's the difference. Yeah, okay. But I'm not jealous of that because I don't care.
I also think you should be jealous of us that we're able to like cry whenever we want and be emotional whenever we want. Is there ever a time when you're like, I wish I could cry right now, but it's just, I don't, it's not appropriate?
No. I cry if.
I've seen you cry 4 times in 20 years.
Yeah, but 3 of them were in the last 3 weeks.
That sounds right. But like I...
No, but I gotta tell you, it does feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like I kind of get it. Like I feel better. Like you're right. I've never cried almost in my life. But recently, like seeing the therapist and talking like emotional stuff... And then you get a cry. Like, yeah, it does feel good. I kind of get that.
It's amazing. Emotional crying is... Wow. It's such a release.
That's why I feel so good when you're crying when I'm leaving for work. And,
right, yeah. Right. You would rather
I walk
just
out
leave.
The door and I'm like, I feel so good for her that she's crying.
Yeah, I almost feel bad that you can't, like, you guys don't know what it is to have, like, an emotional cry.
Yeah, but...
Or, like, an emotional food binge. Like, you just eat, and you don't have the appreciation that I have when I'm really feeling, like, down and depressed, and I have, like, with girlfriends, and we sit, and we, like, pig out together. Oh, my God. It's, like, the best... That is the best thing ever. Some of my best memories in life are being with my friends and having an emotional pig out. Where we're just talking, and I mean, for me, it's also about cigarettes. Like, I always loved, like, smoking cigarettes and talking to my friends, but also the food aspect of it, that we like, binge eat together, and we're all doing it together, and we understand that it's a joint. We probably shouldn't be doing this, and we'll regret it tomorrow, but we're going to do it because it feels so good right now, and we're all having the best time ever. But guys don't have that.
Well, we don't need to because... Or I shouldn't generalize, but I don't need to because I binge eat all the time.
Right, but it's more fun to do it with people. Like, I love
it's
doing
more
it
fun
with
to
friends.
Binge eat with people.
100%.
Really?
With my friends, if we have a binge eating session, it's understood before we get together that we are going to get together and pig out. It's so fun.
Oh, I just pig out whenever I feel
right,
like it.
Right, but I would be jealous of, I think that's such a fun part of being a girl.
Yeah, but I don't need to be jealous of it because I just pig out when I want
no,
to.
No, you're wrong. Okay. There's something more, it's on an emotional level. Ladies, please, can you, if you're out there. And also.
You have a lot of jealousy.
I think men should be more jealous of women than you realize. I think our friendships too. My friendships, I feel like, are something that I don't think most, not all, I'm not going to say all, but most male friendships don't have.
But do they need?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know, but I feel I would feel sorry for myself if I didn't have them. So therefore, I feel sorry for you for not having them.
I have some really close friends, and I'm very comfortable being with them and talking about whatever we feel like talking about. But I get that there's a difference between male friendships and female friendships, and you definitely get more emotionally out of a friendship than I would. Mm-hmm. I get that. But I'm not jealous of it. Maybe I don't even understand it. Because I don't think we think that way. I don't think we...
Yeah, but I would never want to be a man for those reasons. Like, a man in the stereotypical sense that, you know, your friendships aren't what ours are.
Yeah, like when I see you with your closest girlfriends and you're like
giddy,
sitting on their laps and like touching each other and mm-hmm. laughing hysterically, mm-hmm. uncontrollably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Right.
That's, I can't picture myself sitting on my friend's lap and like laughing and touching each other.
I can't even imagine you doing that. Yeah.
Hey guys, let's try it. Let's see what happens.
Right. All right. So did you say you're jealous of me about anything?
I do. Before I start,
that I didn't hit on?
Before we even continue, I just want to say how lazy I was making us our cocktails because, like you said, we were at our niece's bat mitzvah last night and it was down in D.C. And it's spring forward. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the clocks change an hour forward. So we lost an hour of sleep. So we're on kind of little sleep. I had a 3-hour drive back and I just felt lazy. So I made you your a cranberry and vodka, but I put a lime in it. So it is kind of, you know, nice for you.
Well, I don't know what that means. First of all, that looks like a lemon.
It is a lime. And I made myself a Greyhound, which is grapefruit juice and vodka with a splash of pineapple, my own little twist on it.
Well, we need to wait for our next shaker and spoon box.
We do.
Yeah.
I can't stop talking about
I know they're not even paying us right now. so bad. We shouldn't be doing
this
that.
Company.
That's like an anti-marketing. Like we're not.
Yeah. Not even sponsoring us, but guys, check this company out.
I know.
Honestly, they're
fun. It's a party in a box. Okay.
So anyway, so things that I'm jealous of you about.
Yes, this I want to know because I would never think you're jealous of me for any, or is it women in general or just
no,
me?
No, you.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Go ahead.
You ready? Okay. So our mornings are kind of, you more than me, but our mornings are kind of crazy, getting the kids ready for school, getting them breakfast and school bags and whatever else they have to do to go to school, go to the bus, I think they have to do. But they're gone, and then while I'm showering and I'm getting ready to leave for work, and on my way out, and I look, and you're like sitting on the couch, and your blanket's on you.
I know you're always pissed about.
You have your coffee in front of you, and the dogs are laying on you.
But I'm doing work.
Let me finish.
Okay, sorry.
So the kids are gone. The house is quiet. Nobody's bothering you, and you get to just sit on the couch with your blanket and your coffee and the dogs and go to work. And I'm not putting you down for this, but I'm jealous of that. And that sounds amazing to be able to sit there and do work like that for a few hours. I mean, come on. That's something to be jealous of. Do you agree?
Yes, but you have to admit, my morning until then, from 6 until 8:15 a.m., my morning is insane.
Yeah, we're not talking about that. We're talking about what I'm jealous of. And when I walk out the door
I see you
like that.
I get that. But you have to know there's stuff stirring in my head of I'm sitting there, but I'm thinking of 50 things I should be doing, not sitting there.
But I get to see you sit there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also, within the last just 9 months since we started the podcast, you Danielle.
Had a baby.
What?
9 months. I don't know.
No. Please say you did not have a baby 9 months ago.
Well, it wouldn't be yours.
You've been a stay-at-home mom for quite some time since Mia was born. And now you're like following your passions. You're being able to do what you want to do. You're a stay-at-home mom, which you've always wanted to do. Now, air quotes, now you're working. I know you're working as a stay-at-home mom, but now you're, air quotes, working. You went to school to be a writer. You went for English. I don't know what that
you
means.
You don't know. We don't know what the fuck I went to school
for. No, I have no idea. But you're getting to do the two things I think that you've always been very passionate about. Where
yeah, at 41.
Correct. So I'm allowed to be jealous at 41, just as I am at 31 or 21, that you finally got to a point where you're doing your passions, which is number one, communicating on Instagram, helping people, writing, making your memes, which is not a passion of yours, but it's become one.
Oh, no, I love it.
Yeah. So you wanted to be a stay-at-home mom? Check.
Mm-mm.
What?
I disagree. There's no check. As we spoke about in the Secrets and Lies episode, I think it came with a lot of baggage.
But
as I got a lot of messages from other stay-at-home moms and after the stay-at-home mom episode and everything, no, it's not cut and dry. No,
I'm not trying to make it
right,
cut and
so
dry.
I didn't get to just live my passion. No, it came with a ton of baggage.
No, I'm saying now, today.
But you're saying check, as if I got to that was a great time in my life. Check. It wasn't like that at all.
Correct.
Being a stay-at-home mom came with a lot of baggage.
But you're a stay-at-home mom, and that's what you wanted to be.
But looking back, I don't know if I would have done it again because it's brought me so much heartache because of, I think, the resentment you had towards it.
Well, that was last episode.
But that's what I'm saying. You can't just say check. It's not that easy.
Okay. You wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. You are. No check. You are. You wanted to...
Yeah, I don't... Okay.
What?
Okay. I don't think that makes sense, but okay.
Okay. And you wanted to be a writer. You are. You're writing with our emails, with...
Okay, but you're acting like I'm like a best-selling author.
Wait a minute.
Building something.
That's my point.
Yeah.
But
I'm working my ass off at it.
I never said you're not working. Oh my God, what are you getting defensive about? I'm trying to say you're doing the things you've always wanted to do. Nobody can do everything they want to do without baggage, without hardship, without heartache. But you're getting to do the things that make you happy, even though shit comes along with it. I guess I'll add that to it. You're writing, you're podcasting, you're taking care of the kids, you're working your fucking ass off. I know that. But you're passionate about those things and you can do those things. So I'm jealous of that. I'm not doing the things that I'm passionate about, which I have coming up with other questions.
Wait, you're not passionate about podcasting?
I love
it. Right.
This is a new thing. Yeah.
I think you're super passionate about podcasting.
Completely passionate about this. But there's questions coming up later about doing the things that you're passionate about or jealous of somebody else because they're able to do. But we'll get to that. But wait a minute. Too much arguing here. My jealousy of you is that you're doing the two things you've always wanted to do. That's it. Cut and dry. Without all the stupid shit that it takes while you're doing that because... Everybody has problems while they work and they don't love everything about what they do. But you're doing the two things that you find passionate.
Okay, but you can say that. And I'm not, this is more me being curious about
okay.
this. Not at all about, I get that. And listen, I'm obsessed with what I'm doing. I love every second of it.
Right.
I am more asking in a general sense and for everybody who's listening also, same kind of thing. So it's a very subjective thing because, you know, you see like somebody in a subway station playing the violin who loves to play the violin, mm-hmm. but they're playing for tips and they're probably living a very meager lifestyle and everything, but they're doing what they're passionate about.
Okay.
Are you jealous of that person that their passion has always been not? I'm not comparing myself. It's a real question.
Okay.
Are you jealous of somebody who is living a very meager lifestyle, probably barely able to pay the bills, but they're living their dream. They're playing the violin or playing the guitar or...
I'm a little bit. I don't envy... Ooh, I just said envy.
Because sometimes I'll... I'm sorry. Sometimes we'll see a Broadway show and I'll see somebody... Not we, me and the kids.
Right.
And I'll see somebody, you know, who's part of the, you know, ensemble. And I'm like, wow, what an incredible thing to be in an ensemble of a Broadway show. But they're probably barely paying the bills right. to be part of that ensemble. So it's sort of like, well, but they're living their dream.
Okay.
So are you jealous of them for living their dream? Right, or are you like, way. Well, they can barely pay the bills?
I would say to them, are you happy with what you're doing and the choices that you've made? And if they say yes, I would be completely jealous about that. Mm-hmm. If they said no, I'm doing this because I have this skill and I'm just trying to make ends meet.
Nah, nobody on Broadway is just doing that's my point. They have a skill.
That's kind of what I'm saying. So yeah, I'm jealous of them because I think we've said this 100 times already. Success is not about the money or the lifestyle that you're living because of what you're doing in your passions. It's, are you happy because of what you're doing? And I'm jealous of the person who is just plain out happy with what they're doing.
Right. Unless you want a family, but you can't have a family because you can't support them. That means
they're not happy.
Right.
So if they're completely happy right. with what they're doing, absolutely. Completely jealous of that. Not envious because they deserve that, but jealous of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an interesting conversation, yeah. you know, like which...
Yeah, this could go on for fucking
right,
ever.
Right.
But that's all I got. That's all I'm jealous of you about.
That's it?
Well, and you get to orgasm twice.
Yeah, well, by myself.
I know.
What did I ask you next?
All right. Am I ever jealous of single guys? And then the next question was...
No, really. Go ahead. Single guys, so guys that aren't married.
Guys that are not married mm-hmm. and have no ties to... Well... All right. First of all, this is hard to answer because I don't know anybody like that. I don't have any friends that are single guys. I don't. It's been 20 years since I've known a single person. So it's hard to say if I'm jealous of their lifestyle because I don't know their lifestyle. I don't know this person. So I can only imagine what their lives are like. And then once I start imagining it, fuck yeah. Are you kidding? Why? Because... they can do whatever they want. They don't answer to anybody. They have no obligation. They have no restriction. And that's very enticing. That sounds awesome. And I don't want to get into all the reasons why I don't want that because that's not what this episode is about. But for a little while, yeah, it sounds pretty fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my thoughts of what a single guy's life is like sounds incredible. I don't think I would want it for myself. Maybe for a little while I would. But overall, yeah, not so much. So I'd be jealous for a little bit. But overall, I don't think that's...
Right.
Yeah. Not like completely jealous.
Well,
over.
You were living that a little bit. Right? For a little while, you were living the single life when you would go.
No.
Because you would feel the guilt of not yeah. being home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
it's
because.
It's like a guiltless thing when you're there.
Yeah. Like you could do whatever you want without a thought.
Mm-hmm.
And that never happened for me. Mm-hmm. I went out to dinner and I went to Atlantic City, but it was always with having to communicate with you and, you know, thinking about.
You never had to communicate with me. You would send me. 1,000 text
because,
messages.
I guess the guilt. Because right. it wasn't a carefree experience.
Right, like I never asked you to...
No.
You would literally text me 1,000 times
yes.
until you wouldn't.
Right.
Right.
So it doesn't even compare
yeah,
if
yeah,
I was
yeah.
single
I
doing that.
Okay. Yeah, I feel the same way. My sister and I went last week to New York City overnight on a weeknight. We try to do it every couple months to do work together and everything. And we always meet really cool people when we do that. And we met this woman who lives in California. She's a publicist. She was really cool. I liked her a lot. And the whole time we just sat there talking as if we'd known each other for 20 years. And she's single. She doesn't have any kids. She lives in LA in her own apartment. She comes to New York once a month as a publicist to do business. And she, the only reason she was talking to us, I mean, I'm sure she enjoyed it, but she, her friend canceled plans, but she literally goes back and forth between LA and New York. That's her life as like a publicist. She has no responsibilities whatsoever. Oh, she eats at fabulous restaurants in LA, and she comes here and she eats fabulous restaurants here. And she has this freedom.
Does she do it alone?
Alone. No. She's met friends here and she has great friends in LA. But of course, we were talking to her. And of course, the whole thing that, she, you know, the grass is always greener. She was like, but I so badly want a child. And, you know, we were sort of like, so have a kid. And she's like, well, it's hard when you're by yourself and you're traveling and everything like that. So obviously, she was feeling jealous of us. Mm-hmm. And we were sort of feeling jealous of her. So the grass is always greener.
Of course.
But she's the same exact age as I am. And I saw a glimpse of what it's like to be single at that age doing, listen, she's a publicist. She spends her life marketing and writing and all the things that you were saying I love to do. And she has to answer to no one. So that's a little incredible. I love LA. I love New York. It would be phenomenal. But she went on to say, no, I'm jealous of you for what you have, you know, that you're, you know, you get to go home and you have responsibilities to people that I don't have and people are depending on you. And
is there a medium somewhere? Like, is there another lifestyle that exists that like is in the middle?
Get divorced and split it 50-50 down the middle.
No, but
like, I don't want to be divorced, but I would like 50% ownership of our kids. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, right?
Right? Like, is there someone we can like get to divvy up the responsibilities?
No, but is there a lifestyle that exists that's like meets in the middle of this, what you're jealous of and what she's jealous of? Like, I don't know. Does it, is there,
once you have a kid, how do you share that?
Well, besides being divorced, because that's how you share it if you're divorced, mm-hmm. are there people who just don't get married? They have kids and then they see each other every
Was saying is, listen, she wants to have a kid and she still could.
Well, does she want a husband or just a kid?
No, just a kid.
Okay. So could she meet somebody, decide to have a kid together, and then it's like, okay, we're not married, but we have this child.
No. That's so many working parts. Then you have to make sure that he's on the same page that you are, and you have to co-parent and make decisions with somebody who you don't know that well. And, you know.
I don't know. It sounds kind of cool.
It sounds complicated.
Okay.
It's very complicated.
Well, so is marriage.
But what I'm saying is, yes, I was jealous of her in that moment. And then she came back to me with, well, I'm jealous of you. So we're all just sitting in a seat where the grass is greener. And as long as we're being honest, it seems like, you know, yes, they all have pros and cons, every situation. Sure. But
all right. Before we move on, let's take a quick break. Mm-hmm. I probably have to pee and you probably have to pee. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Okay. You know what people say to me is the one reason they don't do date night at least once a month?
Because you're married.
No. That took me a minute.
Yeah.
No, because of finances, right? That they can't afford a babysitter or they can't afford to go out to the restaurant they want to go out to. The reason I love Awesome Fuel so much is that they're making it easy for us to afford date night. No more excuses. So By going to awesomefuel.com/marriage, you can get hundreds of dollars on coupons. And I told you last time, I was a little skeptical, so I went on to see what kind of restaurants they had coupons for. Some of our favorite restaurants, our favorite local restaurants, not just chain restaurants, are on there with coupons. And you can choose from four different plans, and they'll send you coupons for a movie night, for all kinds of things that aren't even date related. If you want to do something else beside a date night, maybe you're shopping for Mother's Day, which is in a month and a half. Get
Mother's Day's coming up. I forgot. Get
on it. Get on there. AwesomeFuel.com/marriage and take the money and pay a babysitter and use the savings that you're getting by using Awesome Fuel to get the babysitter that everyone says they can't afford. Just go ahead and do it. Date night is too important. awesomefuel.com/marriage. Go check it out. I promise you.
Is that
you.
It? They just go to awesomefuel.com/marriage and check out.
Awesomefuel.com/marriage cool. And check it out, and it will be.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Worth it. You will save money.
All right. Cool. Yep. When am I jealous of people who don't have kids? This kind of relates back to the other question where I don't know anybody who doesn't have kids. Like, I don't know a married couple who doesn't have kids. So it's...
Well, but we knew a lot of married couples who waited to have kids. We have a lot of friends who waited well into the 30s or early 40s to right. have kids.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous about the fact that they waited and they could do their own thing and go on vacations and, like, spend their money and... But the fact that we had kids so young, we'll be done young.
Yeah, you know? So we'll be retiring with $0. It'll be fabulous.
But we can do whatever we want with $0 from okay. like our 50s on, where people who have kids in their 40s can't do that. They should be jealous of that. No, you know what I'm saying.
No.
Come on.
No.
We're going to be young couple with kids out of the house.
Who can't go anywhere.
Oh, that's not true. Come on.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see. This has to be said.
Yeah. So that's kind of my answer to that. Is there any time I've been jealous of you getting attention from being with someone else? No.
Damn.
Should I be? I mean.
Wow. You're not jealous when people think I'm your mom? That doesn't. You're not like, oh, I wish someone thought I was her daddy.
I've never been jealous of you. Really? Getting attention from somebody. Maybe your girlfriends, but that's the extent of it. I've never been jealous of you with another guy or anything like that.
Okay.
Should I have been? Can you pinpoint a situation?
No, certainly not. Certainly not. But, you know, but I do love my friends so much. You know, like I do need that so much. Like that's a big deal to me.
Do you feel like you've been jealous of me in that situation? Like
with friends?
No, like getting attention in any situation, or
mine is different. Okay. I don't feel like I've never been jealous of you with another human being ever. I think I know that I'm your like person. Like I think yeah. I know you. It's different for me. It's I'm jealous of you know, I've been jealous of alcohol before. Mm. You know, like I've been jealous that I can't give to you, obviously, what alcohol has been able to give you. I've been jealous of just the excitement that I obviously can't give you that you need or have needed. That I've been jealous of. So I'm more jealous of intangible.
Never another woman?
No, never.
Oh, man.
Why? Who should I?
I don't know, but it would have been nice if it you were jealous of
maybe. Maybe I don't know about somebody. No, I'm not even about the whole strip club stuff. I'm not even jealous about I'm just jealous like that. You don't want to just be home and be doing whatever we're doing.
Yeah, but I would have wanted you with me,
right?
Wherever I was.
Okay.
Without kids and responsibilities.
Debatable, but okay. No, I'm more than like, you need an excitement that I obviously can't give to you.
That's not true because you can't. Oh, I even have that coming up.
Okay.
Because you can, but you are being responsible. Mm-hmm. So you couldn't.
Maybe that's it. Maybe I was jealous a little bit of that, of the fact that you were doing all that stuff and I want to do all that stuff.
Right. Exactly. You know?
Yeah. I would like to do all that stuff, but I can't. I can't. I have to think about my kids. And
my kids.
You have to think about your kids too. You just weren't. So maybe that's it. Yeah.
Also, you asked me, I don't consider myself a jealous person.
Yeah, I don't consider you a jealous person at all.
No. I don't think you are.
No, I think it's some ways yes and some ways no for me. I think I have jealous tendencies. Like, I'm like you were talking about jealousy versus envy. I'm never envious of anybody. I'm never like, I wish they didn't have that.
Right.
Ever. And I can really say that. I think I admit everything.
Well, that's my definition. Podcast. That's not a factual definition.
Okay, but I think on this podcast, I admit everything. And no, there's never a time where I'm like, oh, I wish I had that instead of this person. I'm never like that. Mm-hmm. I want people to succeed. I want them, you know. That's not my problem. I'm jealous of people like who can like sit down at a restaurant and be happy ordering a salad or just
are you? You're jealous of that?
100%.
Really?
I'm jealous that they can just sit. You would want
to be that person.
I think it'd be a lot easier on my psyche if I was. Yes.
Okay, so that means you want to be that person.
Yes, I would like to not have the I feel like I have exceptional taste buds. I do.
I'm not a jealous person. I feel like if there was a reason for me to be jealous, I probably would be. I don't find myself to be jealous of anything, but if you gave me a reason to be jealous, like if I saw you, like if we went out and you were like hitting on guys, even though I knew it wouldn't turn into anything.
Yeah. Do you know what they would say if I was sitting on them?
Okay, but doesn't matter what the end result would be.
The senior citizen home is to the left.
I could find myself being jealous. If I saw you talking to guys.
No, you couldn't.
I do.
Okay. Well, I do. Yes, I feel full jealousy of people who are like, I go out to dinner with friends and they leave half of what's on their plate. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, right. What? You still have half a meal. Eat the fucking meal. Like, that to me, I'm jealous. Yes. I am 100%. Absolutely. Like, I would love to be that person, but I'm not. I am gifted in the taste bud department.
Yes,
and it is a hard, you know, act to carry. I'm jealous of high energy people. Like, I always talk about naps and the fact that I need to nap and everything. I would love to not need to nap.
Why?
I would love to just
But if you love it, why would you love not to?
I love it because I need it. If I didn't need it and I could just be high energy all day and get stuff done, oh my God, that would be incredible.
But can you think of one time in your life that you were like really jealous?
Absolutely.
Really?
Many times.
Oh, okay. But one?
You go first. Go ahead.
All right. So you want to know when I've been really jealous. That's kind of easy for me. It's a little bit, I'm not sure what you were looking for.
I was looking for anything.
I don't know. I don't
you
know.
You act like I have like a prerequisite.
You had some vendetta of like.
What?
I don't know. All right. Every single time that like I see a concert or I see a YouTube video of like a band playing, or I am so jealous of professional musicians. I am so jealous, like, because that's like beyond what I want to do, is like be on stage as a profession in a band to like 20,000 people in the audience.
Okay, so here's my question to you.
Okay.
You have a son who's a very gifted drummer.
Yes.
If he winds up living the dream of, first of all, his dream is to be a blue man group, right. Not to be even like a drummer in a famous band.
Okay.
But if he winds up, which it's very unlikely, but he's very gifted, if he winds up in a band doing that for the rest of his life, will you be envious?
I will punch him in the face and take over the drum kit and play with the band instead.
No, for real. Like, honestly, as a dad, because I think there are some parents out there who are envious of their children. You know, like, they never got to a certain level. And, you know, so their kids are living out their dreams vicariously.
I would be so happy if I could see him on. Music is different today than it was when we grew up. So it's a different situation.
Well, not the music he's into.
But it's not as out there as it was. Like, there's not rock bands like there were that I'm talking about. You know, like, it's just the best of the best that are out there today. Like, you know, Green Day is touring, or Guns N' Roses just came back touring. And, you know, it's the old bands that are coming back and touring and doing that. So it's the days of the 80s, like the big rock, crazy lifestyle band that's what I want. That's what I'm jealous of.
Okay, like, but I'm asking you, will you, if he is able to do that as a drummer, will you be envious of that? Will there be part of you who is like, I can't believe he got to do that and I didn't?
Once again, envious? No, because I don't feel like he shouldn't have it, because I'd be so proud of him for having that.
And he's your son.
And he's my son. I would be living vicariously through him.
Right.
Yes.
I feel like that with our daughter, with sort of Mia, is like obsessed with writing and everything. Right. And I never wrote a book or anything, but that's her. She's already like her language arts teacher is praising her in front of the class, which I'm sure is humiliating and everything. But
right.
I'm sort of like, wow, that would, if she wrote a book, that would be incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. If he was out on stage playing to thousands of people, as long as he like gave me like a shot, like I could get one song. Like
pulled his earlobe for you. Then. You know who that is?
No.
You really? You don't know who pulled their earlobe so that their mom would know it was, she was talking to her?
No.
Oh, Carol Burnett used to do
No.
Oh, she used to pull her earlobe so her mom. No, it was like a high to her mom.
If he allowed me out for one song, then I'm okay with it. As long as I get a piece.
Right.
No, but of course I'd be so happy if he could do what I always wanted to do. And I'm so ecstatic about the fact that he's into the things that I'm into.
Oh, I know you are.
So
it's like a little mini me.
Yeah. So I love that. So okay. Am I envious of him?
But if you'd
that
be could jealous. Happen,
I would definitely be jealous.
Yes. You would be jealous, but not envious.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I know a lot of moms who, like, especially in our area, the big thing in our area is cheerleading with girls.
Okay.
And football for boys. We have a very, I guess, a very stereotypical kind of thing. And I think there are a lot of parents who are, you know, their kids do it and they didn't do it and the kids are living out their dream. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that happens a lot, right? That the kid lives out the dream the parent never had. And maybe they're jealous, but not envious. Mm-hmm. Like they support them, but...
Yeah, are they feel doing like it more they don't for themselves? Want
to. Right. Well, that's the question.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the question.
Like I would be if Ian was out there on stage playing.
No, but you don't push him in drums.
No.
Now, I would like you to push him more.
Yeah, I guess I should.
Yeah.
I just don't, I don't want him to lose interest and I get scared. I know
you
of
get,
that.
Yeah, you get very scared about that. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't tell the time when I was really jealous.
Oh, okay. I thought you
Is
were just
that
saying.
The only time you were jealous?
Yeah, I can't think of a real time that I was jealous. Mm-hmm. I really can't.
So I remember when I was in my really bad, I had like one super bad bout of OCD, which was like debilitating and I couldn't leave my room and people would come over and visit or once in a while my parents would drag me to get pizza because I needed to eat because I was pregnant with a child and they needed me out of the house or we would go on a walk and I would see other people walking. And the whole – every single time I saw another person, you know, my mind was so focused on I can't believe they're just able to be. I can't believe they're just able to not have – OCD
but
and
that's what
not
you're
live
thinking.
In a prison.
You don't know how they're really
thinking. Listen, most of the people who are walking around and everything aren't dealing with what I was dealing with at that moment. I was sincerely a prisoner in my own, like I couldn't do anything without it being torturous. Mm-hmm. And I think that at that moment I would look at anybody and be like, I just want to be that person. I don't care who you are. Like, I don't care if you're a prisoner or a...
Crack addict.
I wanted to be Escape anybody who wasn't me.
Right.
I did not... I wanted to be anybody who wasn't me. Yeah. And also, I think I've always been jealous. Like, when I was in high school, I talked about the fact that, you know, I wasn't poor, but among my friends, I was certainly the poorest mm-hmm. of my friends. And they used to go to Aspen to ski on the weekends, or they used to, you know, have a summer car and a winter car and stuff like that. And I was super jealous.
Were you envious ever of them? Did you ever wish that like you wanted it so bad and you're like, it's not fair? Why yes. should they have it?
Yes. Probably in high school I was envious. Yeah. I think I've outgrown that.
Right.
But sure. In high school, I think it was probably envious. Right. Yeah. And it was also sort of like I was working my ass off making money and everything. You know, I was working my ass off at, you know, I was a salesperson at a store and doing anything, babysitting like crazy and doing anything I could to make money, and they did nothing, you know.
Not
all of them were like that, but yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense, because when I was in my high school, boarding school, mm-hmm. and we couldn't work, there was no time for like a day job during high school living there, so you have an allowance. So I would go.
Yeah, I remember you talking.
Yeah, we talked about this, and I would be like, okay, thank you for my $20 for the week. Mm-hmm. While the guy in front of me was like, counting hundreds
right.
until it was $5,000.
Sure.
And I'm like, fuck you, you know?
Well, I think that has a little bit to do with, for both of us, we both went to private schools that were probably out of our league in so many ways that we've always been living to try to catch up to that, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, you know, and then we both had similar friends and similar situations that maybe that was part of it. Maybe we were both together like, okay, well, we'll show them that.
Maybe.
Interesting.
But
people should listen to the Keeping Up with the Joneses episode because there's a lot more of this. A lot more about jealousy and envy and how we ended up where we are now. If you haven't listened to the Keeping Up with the Joneses episode, definitely go listen.
Okay. Finish this statement.
Okay.
I am jealous of, you said to me, I am jealous of husbands whose wives blank.
Go ahead.
Me first?
So you're jealous of husbands whose wives do what that I don't do?
I said nothing.
You're a fucking liar.
I swear to God. That's what
You're not jealous of wives who keep a really clean, organized house?
Here's what I said.
That is bullshit.
I said nothing. I said, you're tough. You're a fucking pain in the ass. But I have nothing to be jealous of. Because, well, this comes into the next question too. I have nothing to be jealous of. Okay, yeah. I would love for you to keep a clean house and like...
Oh, yes, you would.
All that stuff.
I thought for sure that was going to be it.
What I have, so I'm not jealous of anything else.
Wow.
Yeah.
I said the same thing.
I know there's things that I would love for you to be, which I know you're like, never
Do you wish that I would... This is going to start all kinds of problems, but like, you know, like, do you wish when we're at places where girls are like little and petite and everything?
Oh, yeah.
You do wish.
Oh,
that.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish you were clean and thin.
Yeah.
And what else?
Yeah.
What else is there?
I'm sure there's a lot.
Okay.
Okay.
All those things.
Okay. Okay. What? All right. My turn.
Okay.
I am jealous of wives whose husbands...
I'm gonna go pee.
Think
you
at
talk
home.
About this.
Okay. Well, I might punch you in the face after the thin comment.
So. Well, obviously. No, I was kidding. I'm not really going to pee. I was saying that. I was saying that so I don't have to listen to what you
have
to say.
Well, there were so many things I didn't want to say because I didn't want to hurt your feelings. But now that you said that about the thin
Well, that's why
thing,
I said that.
Yeah, bullshit. No, I know you really think that. I'm jealous, excuse me, of wives whose husbands make them feel safe and protected.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And I'm jealous of wives whose husbands are really good at home improvement projects.
I'm jealous of that.
Yeah. Like, we have friends who come over and show us pictures like that husband, like, put...
In molding.
Yeah, like crown molding all over their house, or they...
I can change things. I've changed lighting...
Yeah, your stripper lights. That's about it.
I've done wiring. I've done other things.
No. No. I had to choose between Jewish and home improvement.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Well, it's true.
All right.
Listen, our friends have come over with like crazy project they've done like in their house, right? Like they've laminated their entire floors.
I wish I had time to do that.
That's not about time.
I wish I could have time to
look
into that.
Really? You would have had you not gone to Atlantic City. You could have done our whole fucking house. So there you go.
So you want to be safe and protected and have somebody who can build shit for you.
Yeah, well, you want someone thinner, so it's about equals out.
Okay, fine.
Okay, good.
Fair.
Good. Okay, fair.
Point. What about clean? You forgot about clean.
And clean.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, good. We're about fair.
Man.
All right, go ahead.
I'm not even going to the next one because it was nice. So the next one after that.
No, you have to go to the next one. That's the whole point, is that now we're pissed at each other, so we need the next one.
Finish this statement. I think other husbands would be jealous that my wife, so if friends of mine would be jealous of me because of you, because I have you. And I said that you're fun and you love to have a good time and you love for me to have a good time. You're way more lax on certain things that a lot of wives aren't. Yeah. My point is that you're an all-around fun person to be with.
I'm fun and fat.
And
perfect.
Fat.
Love it. Great.
That we could have a pie eating contest and you would win.
It's not funny anymore.
Oh, man.
Well, you took it a little too far.
I was, because that's the point, because I don't feel that way.
Bullshit.
That's why.
Okay. You know it's something not to joke about, right?
Oh, and neither is making you feel safe and secure and not being as manly as other men are who build shit in their houses.
I didn't say man. I didn't say anything.
Well, you don't have to.
But that you don't laminate the floors and everything?
Well,
really?
Well, that's what men do.
But you could have. You had plenty of time.
No. Come on. So what I was trying to say.
Uh-huh.
Done? You
oh,
can't do it anymore?
What?
You're too mad? You're too upset?
No, I'm not too upset. No, go ahead.
I think other husbands would be jealous that my wife is fun. You're a fun person to be with. You're lax about a lot of things, and you're just like cool to be around.
Well, thank you. That's very nice.
And
I accept that.
I think people should be jealous of that because I thoroughly enjoy that and love that.
Well, thank you.
Oh, boy.
No, I appreciate it. I'm serious. I'm serious. It was very nice.
Yeah.
And I think that other wives might be jealous of the fact that my husband really loves me for who I am and makes me feel like I'm the only woman in the world who he needs in order to survive.
Wow.
Now, no good?
No, that's great.
Oh.
You really feel that way?
I wrote it.
I love that you wrote that.
I did write it. I really do feel like that. Granted, you want me to be 40 pounds thinner, but other than that, I think you're really
I was thinking like 3 pounds thinner.
Bullshit. But yes, I think absolutely. That's the only reason I stay with you.
Oh, man.
No, but I'm serious. You really are. You're very accepting of who I am. I've always been very lucky about that. Very lucky.
I love who you are.
I know you do.
You know that I do.
I do. I know that you do. Yep. Okay.
What do other guys have that you're jealous of that I wish I had?
Uh-huh.
That's what you said.
Yeah, what do other guys have that you wish you had?
Well, I had a friend once who had like a 10-inch cock.
Did you really?
I wish I had that.
Because I was with a guy who had a 10-inch cock and I wanted to kill him.
I would never want a 10-inch cock.
I legitimately remember I was in college and I was the guy. And we went back to his place because I obviously had a death wish in New York City going back to an apartment with a guy. And he pulled out his penis and I swear to God it had to be at least 10 inches.
Was it hard yet or no?
It was hard, yeah.
Okay, so it was a 10-inch hard cock.
It was probably more and I remember looking at him and being like, how do I get out of here? How do I get out of here?
I would never even want that.
I mean, maybe if I got used to it.
Really?
But I was scared. And I was like, that's a lot of work. And I'm going to be tired. Yeah, no, it didn't appeal to me at all. Didn't appeal to me at all. Average is perfect for me.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, you are my perfect average person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Speaking of average, one of the things I'm jealous of, mm-hmm. which I've always been jealous of, like, are people, like, I don't have a talent.
Yes, like, you do.
I do? What do I have a talent for?
You're writing.
Oh, come on. I'm average. I don't have it. So sometimes like when I watch the Olympics or like one of those baking shows or someone who's given a TED talk, I don't care what the talent is. I'll take anything. Like I don't give a shit. But I have nothing that like distinguishes me. I am the most average human being in the universe. But
okay,
I think that I am like, I work my average to its fullest extent.
You do.
I do,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And I feel like I'm really good at being average, right?
You're the best average
person.
Thank
you. I agree with that. And yeah. I represent the average the best I can. Like everybody out there who's average, I represent.
We always do this. There was a Friends episode where Chandler says to Monica something about her being, she's the best, worst, something.
I don't know.
No, you don't remember?
I don't even know.
Okay. Mm-mm. Same. All right. Mm-mm. Same idea.
But I feel like I'm good at being average. Like
you are.
I think I do it with a passion. And I think that if there was a competition for average people, I would at least be the runner up. No, I'm serious. I think there are a lot of average people out there who like, you know, we kind of blend in. We're sort of like on the sidelines or whatever. But I feel like
Wait, what does this have to do with jealousy?
That I'm jealous. I might be jealous of people who are very talented in a certain respect. Like people who are in the Olympics, people who have a real talent.
But what if they're jealous of you for being so great at being average? Like, you would have 20 bronze medals.
No, I wouldn't.
Isn't that? No, average would be silver.
No. What?
Well,
no.
There's bronze,
nobody
silver,
who gets
gold.
A bronze, silver, or gold in anything is average unless you're getting that in being
you
average.
You get all of the participant awards. You would get all of the medals that were like, you participated. Congratulations.
Right, I try. I try. I will try anything. I'm never the best at anything, ever. But what I'm saying is I am the best at not being the best.
I think you're the best at being with me.
Oh, I am. I'm the only one. I'm the queen of putting up with your shit. Yep.
There's other people out there that would put up with my
shit.
Then
go ahead, by all means.
Oh, God, no.
Right.
No interest.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. What else is there? Do we have anything else?
Do you think jealousy has affected our marriage?
No.
Okay.
You?
No, I think people should go listen to the Keeping Up with the Joneses. Yeah. I think that that's, you know, I think, yes, I think in some sense it has. I think, and not now.
But I think it has in certain ways, but it's kind of boring. Okay. I don't like that we should get into that.
All right. If you could live someone else's life for 1 week, who would it be and why?
Oh.
Did you do this or no?
If I could live someone else's life for 1 week.
Yeah, like, is there someone else you're jealous of? Not envious. You don't want to take it from them, but right. You just want to experience what they experience.
Yes, I'll go back to what I said before.
They're a rock
yeah.
drummer.
So this will be a little, like, anticlimactic. Climactic? Is that right? Mm-hmm. With the C before mm-hmm. the C?
That is correct.
Okay. Listen, there's so many people that I respect and admire for their knowledge and their wisdom, and, like, I want all of that. But when it comes down to it, yeah, it's like Lars Ulrich or, like... You
is
know,
that
who,
from Metallica?
Yeah, he's the Metallica drummer. Like, I don't even know him personally. If I could, like, go on tour for a week and just, like, I love playing their songs. I love the music. I love doing
that. Who, Metallica?
Yeah. Like, and he was my most...
That'd be your first...
He's my
That'd be your choice of going on tour? Metallica?
He was my most... He influenced me the most for drumming than any other drummer has.
Huh.
So that's why I chose him.
Okay.
Trust me, there's tons of other drummers that I can mention that I would want to, you know, emulate and be part of. But when I watch a Metallica show, I'm more pumped up than anything. And if I could be on stage playing that, like, for a week and live the rock star lifestyle for a week, that's what I want. That's okay. What I want to do. So, like I said, there's plenty of other people I'd want to be for a week or take their place for a week or, like, be the week that Elon Musk, like, goes to Mars or whatever.
Has he gone to Mars?
No, but they're prepping for ideas.
Has he gone to space?
Of course. He has SpaceX. Yeah.
So he's gone himself.
No. I don't know about himself, but he sent plenty of rocket ships to space. There's a Tesla in space right now with a dummy driver in the driver's seat. He sent a Tesla Roadster into space that is now in orbit around Earth.
Why?
Because he's a fun, incredible...
How much did he pay for that?
Genius. Who cares?
I care.
He doesn't care. He's
so that you can just, like,
genius.
Have shit floating in space?
He can. You can't. But he, between him...
Can you imagine if we just, like, sent up like, a bunch of, like, dildos to just float in space?
There probably is out there already.
Right, probably.
But between him and Jeff Bezos and NASA and
Why?
Whoever
What's
else...
Jeff Bezos have up
he
there.
He has a space program too.
But what does he have up there?
I don't know if he has anything up there, but he has a space program.
He
wants to get to Mars too.
To other,
so,
is he delivering to other planets yet?
Well, there's
Can
nobody
you get
on the
planets. On any other planets.
To be delivered to yet.
Well, I will go and test that out.
But that's their plan, to get people on those planets to have 2-day shipping from Amazon to that planet.
Shut the fuck up. Is
no,
that really?
Of course not.
Oh. I was like, that'd be impressive. They better get their shit under control here first.
Yeah, trust me. I would love to be one of these guys for a day or a week too.
Right.
But when it comes down to me and being selfish and jealous and the whole thing, mm-hmm. I just want to fucking rock out for a week.
Okay.
And play to 30,000 people.
You know there's camps for that.
Send me away.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, that's all
Wait,
I got.
What
about you?
What the fuck? There you go. You finally remembered that I didn't answer.
Man.
Yeah, mine's good too. I want to be Oprah or Ellen.
Thanks, guys. It was a really fun episode. I want to say.
Yeah, that's how I want to be
Oprah. All right, what do you want to do? Start over.
I want to be Oprah or Ellen, like, for a week.
Okay, so yours
yeah,
is just as dumb
of them.
As mine.
No, it's not dumb. Oprah or Ellen, I want to be either of them. I'd like to see what it meant, like it feels like to be one of them. Tina Fey or Amy Poehler. Mm-hmm. I'd like to be one of them and just see what it feels like to like really be appreciated for being funny.
I'd like come to... on. That's bullshit. You get that every fucking day on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Lisa Bonet.
Lisa Bonet. Like from The Cosby Show?
She's married to Jason Momoa.
I thought she was married to Lenny Kravitz.
She used to be.
Oh, not anymore?
She has great taste in men.
Yeah.
Yes, I will take Lenny Kravitz or Jason Momoa.
But you're not even impressed that I knew that?
Well, I've said it to you how many times?
Oh, maybe that's why I knew.
Katrina Balfe, who is my favorite actress from Outlander, my Outlander fans out there. I'd like to be her fiance.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with her. I think she's the most beautiful woman alive. And that's it. That's it.
What about the that new show you're watching? That
Sorry.
No, the I'm one sorry. You made me watch.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I messaged her and she messaged me back. Andrea Savage. I'm sorry. If you're not watching I'm Sorry on Netflix, it's freaking hilarious.
Well, she was on Episodes.
Episodes great with show. Joey.
If you guys have not What's watched his name? Episodes, Matt LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc.
Awesome. Binge watch that shit right away. It's such a... I never saw it. I know. You should.
All right, let's watch it. I'll watch it right with now.
You. I will. Okay. It was such a good show. She was on it. She was amazing.
She's brilliant.
And this new one that you just made me watch, this is... what is it called?
I'm Sorry.
I'm Sorry.
It's from True TV, but it's on Netflix.
And she's awesome.
Amazing.
And the fact that she kissed you three times.
She sent me... No, it was heart eyes. She sent me three heart eyes. Oh, it wasn't kisses? Okay. I sent her a message and I shouted her out on Instagram. And she sent... And a lot of times celebrities never, if you shout them out, they never get back to you. And she sent me three heart eyes. What's her name? Andrea Savage.
Andrea. When you send my wife a text, it has to be in twos or fours. No
right,
more threes.
Right, she did threes. So she doesn't listen to the podcast, obviously.
You obviously don't know who my wife is.
No, she doesn't. Okay.
All right. We're done. That was fun.
We're done. Yeah. It was fun.
Sign up for the emails. We got some fun stuff coming up. And
does everybody know that I was in Instagram jail?
Tell them.
Oh. So I just put it on an Instagram episode about how to yeah. grow your Instagram account.
How to be
account.
A good Instagrammer coming but, from a lockdown.
Well, the whole problem with Instagram is that they do stuff and they never tell you why. And my friends have had this happen to them. My friend bloggers and, you know, I know accounts who have 2 to 5 million followers who've had stuff happen to them. So I, for the first time for 24 hours, could not post on Instagram. And I was freaking out. So if you're ever on Instagram and it's been a day or two and we're not posting, it's not us. It's not me. It's Instagram, like, shutting us off. So
you literally got blocked.
I had a coronary.
You were freaking out.
I was freaking out.
And then the next morning at like 6 a.m., all of a sudden, you are bouncing on top of me in the bed, saying,
It posted. Well, I thought we were done forever. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was fun.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sign up for the emails.
Email. So the whole thing is that please sign up for emails because Instagram is not a sure thing ever.
Yeah, so if anything happens with that, we still want to know you.
Yeah, we
and
still want to know you.
And if you still
want to
know us,
right.
sign
Instagram.
Up for the email so we can
email.
Get in touch.
Yes, so go to our website, scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, and just put your email address in. It's super easy, and that's it.
Yes. And that's it.
That's it.
Right?
That's it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, I love you.
All right. Have a good night. We love you. Goodbye.
Have a good week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.